Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing?
I'm great. You?
Pretty in pink, you are.
Well, I'm going golfing one way or another. I've got an indoor and outdoor booked. It doesn't make any difference to me. I'm golfing.
So you're wearing
this afternoon.
You're wearing your pink polo.
Yep.
Well done, buddy.
You got it.
Well done. I'm happy for you. You know, you've really shifted this in COVID. You're riding your bike to the office. You're out in the green, you know, hacking away. Good for you. A lot of people just said, you know what? I have to be self-isolated.
Well, you know,
staying at home, I'm not going to do anything. But you've gone out there and you've taken this social distance into more physical fitness, which is fantastic.
Well, there's a bunch of things, but it was that gift of time, right? So I know, at the beginning of this crisis, it was it was nerve-wracking.
So do you agree with me now? You've always been lazy, and now you just caught up to it.
Okay. Busted. Yeah, I haven't lost any weight yet, though. I got to tell you. But that's okay.
I gained weight.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
that's because you're eating. We're eating great. I got to
tell
you.
So I said, I'm stop following and watching my weight. I'm now going to concentrate on getting taller.
Yeah. That's a good strategy.
That's all I'm going to do.
Okay. Good luck with that.
We got a good show today, buddy.
Yeah, we do. We got to get an update from the provincial medical director. We've learned lots over the past couple of months. What does that mean to help protect seniors?
Yeah. Phase two's opening. What's the risks you need to be worried about? You want to see your family a bit more. You want to get...
Will there be a second wave?
Yeah.
What can we expect? All those things,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And then we're going to visit again with the AgeWell Network. We want to talk a little bit about a challenge in Canada for technology companies, or for companies that can help seniors, right?
Yeah.
And improve the experience of aging.
15 new startup technology companies focused on the aging demographic in this country. It's Canadians helping Canadians in the world of technology.
Yep.
For the aging population, I'm excited to talk about who made it. They just had the finalist competition.
Well, they do it regionally, right? They do it regionally.
They did it out east, so I want to know who made it.
Yeah, and what they did. So that'll be cool. Stick around for that. I'll tell you something else that's cool that that people want to talk about is some of the uncertainty that's going on. So here's what I want to raise. In talking to people this week, it's... we had a bout of volatility again. When I say that, I mean you had an 1,800-point drop in the Dow one day last week. Out of the blue, right? Just all of a sudden, wham, and it's just these massive 2, 3% drops.
Why is it out of the blue?
That's how people feel.
Okay.
Right? That's how people feel. Just going along, maybe you get a bit of, and then you get this massive sell-off.
Yep.
And then things start to creep back.
Yeah.
What's going on?
How did you react? You saw the markets fall 1,800 points on the Dow.
Oh, well, listen.
What was your instant reaction when you saw that?
It's irrelevant to me. Okay. There's no visceral reaction for me anymore. I anticipate that there's going to be bouts of volatility.
There you go. Yeah. And I think what's been lost since the recovery at the bottom of March is that people are still visceral to the reaction, to the volatility. So why?
Yeah. And, you know, in talking to people, it's interesting. So we had this move off the low, right? So we've had a lot of volatility. But is it reasonable to expect that we can get those periods where it sells off like that? And I think it is reasonable that it's to expect that those kinds of things could happen.
And the question is, why shouldn't it be reasonable?
Right.
When people say, well, that's just crazy, it shouldn't be that volatile, I always say, well, why? Why shouldn't it be? What thesis do you have that everything is great? Well, we're opening up again. Is the pandemic over?
Yep.
No.
Right.
Trade relations are fine between U.S. and China? No. We have any problems with any other country out there? No. So then what would give you the mindset that everything is going to be okay?
Right. And I'm going to take it beyond that, right? Because ask yourself the question. So when you say, what's your reaction to that? Ask yourself the question as an investor when you're looking at a 2% pullback, you know, on the S&P 500, the biggest companies in the United States, which in many cases are the biggest companies in the world, trillions of dollars wiped out in one day.
Yeah.
What does that price action tell you that day?
Nothing.
Doesn't tell you anything. That's my point.
Not a thing.
And right, because nothing had changed the day before to that day to the day after, right? We still had an environment where there was uncertainty given the pandemic and the closing of the economies. We still had an environment where there's been incredibly aggressive stimulus provided by global central banks.
And there's still fear, Dave, of the average retail investor to go into the market because of the volatility.
Unless you're on Robinhood.
Well, well, that's we'll leave that, okay. that aside because that's a different brand of people because they're a lot younger.
Right.
Right. They've got their CERB.
And many times too much time on their hands and it's right. And fair enough. I don't want to get sidetracked.
That's a
different. I was just joking.
That's a different breed, but I think when it comes to the average investor,
right.
especially when they are entering retirement or in retirement, there's a lot of fear of, oh my God, this thing could get worse. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing stuff. Mm-hmm. This is going to wipe out my savings. Mm-hmm. For the people who haven't structured properly, for the people who haven't separated income, and I still, till today, hear, just live off dividends. When it comes to your retirement, just live off dividends. How many companies are still have to go through a dividend cut? Right. We have no idea.
Right.
How many companies have so much volatility, and how many Canadians are going to spend exactly the equivalent amount of their dividends or less? And let me give you an example of what I'm really concerned about. I believe tax rates are going up, but dividend rates are not. So let's say you have $1 million, you're getting 4% dividend. I'm going to use easy numbers here, $40,000. Now that retiree is forced to live on $40,000, but tax rates go up.
Yep.
You're going to have less money coming in your pocket after that, after tax. So what do you do for your lifestyle? Are you going to cut your lifestyle equivalent to the increase in tax? Remember, the highest income tax earner in Alberta 4 years ago had a 21% increase in tax bill.
Right.
Are you going to spend 21% less?
Right.
So now what do? Oh, you're going to encroach on your capital when the TSX is down?
Right.
Like, this is the problem when I hear so many people say, we've got a good retirement portfolio, we're just going to live off of dividends. Or we're going to buy an exchange-traded fund and use that dividend, live off our lifestyle. Do you understand the risks you're taking on?
Right.
It is ridiculous what people are doing with their retirement, and they're putting it all at risk because it's easy. Just live off dividends.
Right.
Because I can't get GICs at 4%, so I'm going to put myself in the stock market.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Why take that risk?
Right.
Have a proper structure.
I agree.
I think this is where a lot of seniors, a lot of people entering in retirement are going to have catastrophic changes in their lifestyle. And they won't notice it for 5 or 7 years from now.
That's right. The short term's not the problem.
You can always encroach on your capital
Correct.
A little bit.
That's right.
Just take a little bit off the top.
Right.
And then take a little bit more off the top. And the compounding effect
That's right.
usually lasts 5 to 7 years. And now you're like, oh my God. It's funny. We get the phone call from people listening to the show or people in the public saying, okay, now I'm in trouble.
Right.
I can't do it. Now fix this for me.
Right.
You can't come to the mechanic after the car crash
right.
and say, what was wrong with my car before? Fix it now.
Yeah. The brakes didn't work before. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you have a crash. Yeah. And then, the car is destroyed after that. It's a good analogy. I want to go back to the pricing action, though, too, because this is the emotional reaction, right? We often talk about the mathematics, and then there's the emotional side of this. And when people see these drops, they get spooked again, like the world's going to come to an end, and it drives bad decisions. So you need to be very careful about, one, you should be anticipating that there is a lot of uncertainty and a lack of clarity going forward. So if you accept that markets, for sure the stock market, is trying to price in something 6 to 12 months in advance, you're not going to get that right.
Yeah.
Right? There's no way to know with certainty what that is. So you might have underpriced it, overpriced it, and it moves around. That drives some of that short-term volatility. Add to that, Faisal, just some of the technical elements of what happens in trading, right? Algorithmic trading, pushing things around. The price action on a daily basis can be very misleading. You got to be very, very careful about falling victim to the price discovery that seems to be taking place on any given day.
Correct.
Fair?
Just accept it. Volatility is here forever.
That's correct. Well, it's been here forever.
Yeah.
It's been here forever.
People
right?
forget. Yeah. So I have to remind them.
We do forget. Tends to be sharp.
Volatility is here forever.
Yeah.
Accept it. If you want to be in the market, accept it.
Right. Structure and discipline.
Discipline.
Okay. The superpowers. Let's talk about that structure and discipline. Given what we've just said, volatility is here to stay. How do we get through this?
The solution to your retirement problem of having your money last throughout your lifetime is going to be presented on Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m., live online. This webinar, you need to register for. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
What's the latest news? What's the latest research tell us about how to protect your loved ones against COVID? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.